Hi, I'm Evie. I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Evie, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Ragtime Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Ragtime Quizlet later in the show. Remember that ragtime music means kind of a ragged and fun rhythm, and it was pop music at the time, meaning whatever would have been playing on the top 40 radio station had radio been invented. We're going to hear music now from another very early creator of ragtime music, one of the people credited with its invention. Remember that because of publishing and writing and are there words or aren't there words, it's very hard to pin down exactly who the inventor of ragtime is. So we're going to introduce you today to Tom Turpin, who is one of the inventors of ragtime. He was born in Savannah, Georgia in 1871, and in his early 20s, he opened a saloon in St. Louis, Missouri. Pianists would hang out there and play a bunch of ragtime music. Now, Tom Turpin was a big old guy. He was 6 feet tall, and he weighed 300 pounds. And there's a story that his piano had to be put up on blocks so he could play it while standing, because otherwise he couldn't reach the keyboard over his belly. Tom Turpin's most famous rag, again, is the one credited as being the first published instrumental rag ever. He named it the Harlem Rag after the neighborhood in New York City, home of what's known as the Harlem Renaissance, which was just an explosion of black arts and culture from around the early 1920s through the 1930s. Our performance is by the pianist Marco Fumo. That was The Harlem Rag by Tom Turpin. Okay, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Ragtime Quizlet. All week we'll ask you this question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. The question, what is the common name of the pre-Civil War dance known as a prize walk? Here's a hint. It was a competitive dance originally performed by plantation slaves where dancers would move around in a square. The men would tilt their torsos back and kick their legs high, while the ladies moved very gracefully around the corners. What's the common name of this dance? Send us the answer in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. Include your name and address, and if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Now, Kids Commuters, bonus, even if you don't have a Quizlet answer this week, you still have a chance to win tickets to see Swan Lake at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Bay Harbor on February the 22nd. It's performed by the Interlochen Dance Company. We have 10 pair of tickets to give away. If you would like to see Swan Lake, text the word tickets to our Quizlet line and we'll enter your name in a drawing to win. All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.